Hi, everyone, and welcome to Truth Just Below the Surface, Freedom from Addiction, and the Neil Haley Show. I'm excited to welcome to Reverend Wynn Henderson. Wynn, how are you?
Doing good, Neil. How are you today?
I'm doing great, and I'm excited about talking about part two of this, of the government, tyrannical government. It's very interesting listening, and I went back and listened again, Wynn, for sure.
Okay, this the source is Naomi Wolf. And you can see about her credentials on the previous podcast. We're going to start by talking about collusion by tech companies. Naomi says that tech companies have also engaged in what she likens to criminal collusion. She explains, in March of last year for the COVID-19 response project, Zoom, NASDAQ, Nintendo, Microsoft, Amazon, all the people who benefited from the lockdown coordinated so that whatever you go to on the internet, across platform to platform, you see these alerts about COVID-19, warnings about COVID, instructions about COVID, and of course, censorship if you run afoul of the narrative about COVID. She says, I run a tech company. The question when you run a tech company is, how do you get people to not do the things in the real world and do the things on your platform? That's their business model. If people are gathering in churches, gathering in real schoolrooms, if they're going for walks together, on picnics, having dinner parties, going to clubs, that's an opportunity lost to Microsoft and Google and so on. But if they can drive you indoors, terrify you from being around other people, or make it unlawful to be around other people through these emergency powers that restrict assembly, then they can profit. Digital learning curriculum, where turnkey ready to go, suddenly was like, oh, kids have to be at home and do distance learning. That's a $300 million industry for just one company that creates digital curriculums. They're not going to let go of that. She says, I think we are in a small loop of six tech companies and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, having bought legislators in China, who's up to 32%, while the right economies of the West have crashed. That's the fight that we have to fight. Talking about legalization of tyranny, few people realize that dictators such as Mussolini and Hitler came to power in legal working democracies. They became subverted, and rules of law were rewritten in such a way as to allow these leaders to legally take over. That's one of the primary dangers we now face in the United States, because at the end of step 10, which he talks about earlier, the leader obtains the legal authority to become a tyrant. This is especially true of the National Socialists, she warns. They kept passing a set of laws called the Enabling Acts that are very much like the laws that are being passed now. They criminalized certain speech, created surveillance apparatus for citizens, and they did this lawfully. They were elected and they passed restrictive law after restrictive law. Then, once democracy was fragile enough, it really only took 6 months for things to heat up opposition leaders, union leaders, and the outspoken and clergy. After that, everyone was too scared to speak up. We're seeing the same thing happening now, but faster. It's very scary that China has created a white paper, the World Economic Forum has it on its website, that maps how biofascism, as I call it, vaccinations, managing of people's bodies, biometrics, and health is being launched as a way to control civic engagement, governments, private life, assembly, and other aspects of human life to bring about super fast totalitarianism. That's why focusing on legislation is something I've been doing with my company, Daily Clout, very seriously, because if we don't pass laws immediately to make unlawful some of the things that we're seeing, there will be no more hope for us. And then she goes on to talking about using the legal system to save the law. And we will talk about that in part three, our tyrannical government takeover. And Neil, thanks for having me on this simulcast today to go on with Naomi's important information on what's happening in this country. And
yes, you're welcome, Wynn. Okay. All right. That was, again, Freedom from Addiction, Truth Just Below the Surface of the Neil Haley Show. Take care, guys.